Up to this point, how satisfied are you with the business you've been able to do?
You never are, you. Do you know, you'd be a fool to say, oh, we're dead happy or we're not. You know, we're still bodies short of where we'd like to be. I think last year we had a lot of our business done. I know Gary signed the day we went today. Gary Roberts would have signed the day we went to Portugal. I know Ian Ever come in a little bit after that. You know, but a lot of the lads, Sammy Morsey, but a lot of the lads were done behind the scenes. You know, this year, you know, it's been a little bit more difficult, obviously, because as people can appreciate, we've got a very good squad of players. So as a manager, you've got to try and make that squad better. You know, so realistically, you're now shopping in a different shop. You know, so getting the right players very, very difficult and a lot more difficult to get. We're certainly happy that Daniel Jones has come in. You know, certainly Charlie Ragland from FC United will hopefully break into the team and look a good player, which is what he thinks he's going to be. And, you know, Young Dawes is a local boy. You know, that we're very hopeful for. So, you know, everyone knows we're after a striker or two and, you know, we're after one or two areas as well. But getting the right quality is the most difficult thing.
What do you need? You've touched on strikers, but as you look at the squad now, what do you need to
just
add?
Just some more bodies. You know, I've got great belief in the players. Just some more bodies, but the bodies must be quality. You know, because I think if you look at our team and, you know, the lads like Gardner and Banks, Roberts, O'Shea, you know, Morsey, Ryan, they're good players. You know, we've seen at the latter stage of the season, our team can change. And no one particularly knows what Chesterfield's strongest team is because we have very good players. And to add to that squad now is difficult and it's proven difficult, you know, but we'll just keep working away at it because, you know, when you sign a player, it's for the future. And just because we're a week or two behind in signing them doesn't make it any worse.
Have you got close to anybody?
Yeah, we got very close to one. Unfortunately, yeah, we got very, very close to one. And he went and signed for a club not too far away from us. So that's the way it is, you know, but we'll just keep working away because when players... when players go and sign for someone else, in my opinion, or, you know, you lose out to a club, you know, and you'll have a look at the club you've lost out to, sometimes it just reiterates that you're on the right line. So, you know, I think the recruitment's gone very well. I think it's gone very well since I've come in, and it'll continue to do that.
Was that a striker you missed out?
Yeah.
Hemmings?
No. Who's Hemmings?
Ken Hemmings at Barnsley.
No, I'm not getting involved with you. No, not at all. You know, not at all. We've missed out on one or two. You know, but that's football.
As we talk now, how close are you to somebody now?
Yeah, very. You know, but very can see him. You know, it always seems to be, you know... it's funny because as you move up a league, for some reason, the transfers or the contracts become a lot more difficult to get over the line. You know, agents become a lot more involved and there's a lot of other factors, whereas when you're in League Two, sometimes it's meet a lad, agree quickly, shake hands, get down the club and sign. Now they seem to drag on, and I'm not so sure they drag on because they're waiting for other things and different stuff, but that's just the nature of the game we're in. So, you know, we'll just keep plugging away and, you know, hopefully we'll get someone in soon.
Are you hopeful that'll be done by the time you get back from Portugal, or might
it
be after?
No, I don't think it'll be done now. We're off to Portugal now. I was hopeful that they'd be on the plane with us, so I get a bit disappointed, so I'll probably spit my dummy out for a couple of days, but you know how it goes. You know, and listen, you know, the chief exec with me on the trip, so I'm sure we'll be doing a few phone calls while we're away.
Michael Higdon, you've been linked with a lot.
Yeah.
Something in that, is there?
No.
Yeah, was there?
No, listen, you get linked, we all do. Do you know, it's Craig Davis at the minute. Do you know, and it's always someone, you know, we can't stop that. You know, Michael Higdon's got a year's contract left in Holland. You know, Craig Davis is on a vast amount of money at Bolton. But we get linked with them. You know, nowadays, if someone starts a rumour, you're automatically linked with the player, the rumour picks up, and that's you linked with them. And we're not going to change that. You know, we'll just keep trying our best to sign players. It's difficult, it's proven difficult, but we'll just keep chipping away.
So nothing in those two, for the record?
No one said there's nothing in them. I'm just saying we're not trying them.
You've asked about them, presumably.
No, you've asked me about them.
Have you asked about them?
Have I asked about them? Have I asked who?
About Davis and about Higdon.
No, I haven't phoned Bolton or Holland about them.
Where are you looking for players? Because obviously you brought a lot in from the lower leagues, which a lot of clubs have to do these days, given how the market is. Is there one area in particular where you're looking? Or
yeah, Holland.
Holland.
Bolton. No, not at all. Listen, it's every day. You know yourself. It's just a repetitive thing of who's available. You know, it's agents, it's salaries, and obviously the salaries they want can decrease by the week, obviously, for obvious reasons. You know, if a lad's out of contract and every week goes by, you know, his value to himself probably comes down, or certainly to the agent. So it's a game of bluff, it's a game of chess, and you've just got to play the game.
You need one more than one striker?
Yeah, possibly, you know, because I'd like Ammon to go out on loan. I think Ammon needs to play football regularly, you know, to get a little bit of experience. But what we'd like to do is tidy Ammon up with probably a new contract for a bit longer, because I do believe in the lad. I think there's a good player in there that's waiting to find his way out. You know, so certainly if Ammon was to go out, it'd only leave us with Owen Doyle. So certainly bringing two strikers in would be a possibility.
Midfield, possibly?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a wide player, maybe a central midfielder to give more competition. You know, but just good players. You know, I've got great belief in the squad. I've got great belief in our supporters. You know, you look around the stadium today and how nice it is, and we're just looking forward to what's going to be a really good season.
You've been able to tie one or two players down already, haven't you, on longer contracts. How important was that for you, massive, to get that done?
Massive. Absolutely massive. You know, because our lads, the likes of Sammy Morsey, you can't let them lads go past Christmas and times without contracts. These are good players. We're looking to do Jimmy Ryan, Owen Doyle, all our lads are looking to be done. You know, I'd like to be able to announce soon that all our lads have got another year or two left, certainly a year's extension. Because I've got great belief in them. And what I do know, as you look for players, how hard it is to find players better than the ones we've got. So that tells me a story.
And what are your expectations for next season?
We want to win the league. We want to do well. We want to compete. We want to go into every game. We'll never turn up away from home and park the bus like teams have done to us. I'd never tell our supporters to spend money to go to, if we go to Sheffield United away, we're going to win the game and we're going to entertain people and play football. If that sees us in trouble after six games, we'll continue to play that way. I believe the players have got the temperament, I believe they've got the fitness, the style to accommodate themselves in the league. Where that ends up, who knows? You know, but we've got lads like Gary Roberts, like Ian Everts, like Richie Humphries. You know, these lads have been successful in their career. And we've got to spread that right through the team and the dressing room with the belief that we can be successful. Because if you don't believe it as a manager, how can you play us?
You don't say that flippantly, do you, when you talk about winning the league?
No. Why should I? Because I'm not saying we're going to. It's the same as last year. You know, we set the target out to be promoted, you know, and then obviously the target's to win the league. You know, you must start every campaign with the belief that you are going to do the best. If you look at Leighton Orient last year, and I think, you know, unfortunately we've got them away from home first game, what a fantastic job he done. You know, to be up there and set the pace they done, and, you know, to be amongst them boys like Brentford and Wolves. And they didn't look at budget or money or what they've got. They just looked in the belief they had amongst the players and the squad and what they could do. Unfortunately, it ended at Wembley in a great game, you know, but not in success. And, you know, we've got to believe that at Chesterfield. I'm not a manager who predicts what we're going to do, but I certainly don't mind in saying what we set out to try and do.
What about the division? Is it stronger this year than last, or similar?
I don't know a lot about the division, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you. I tried to watch a few games when I thought it was right. I watched Preston play Rotherham in the playoffs at Deepdale. I was at the Rotherham final. I've seen numerous other games. You know, I think the division is stronger. I think there's good players. I think there's good managers. I think, you know, there's stronger clubs. And, you know, we just want to get in there and do our best. I think, you know, it's a great, exciting time for us as a club. Mm. You know, because when we've got, you look at our last game at Sheffield United away, you know, what a great game for everyone, for the area. And, you know, I hope that for both clubs you can go into them games with something on it. You'd only have to be here for the Fleetwood game to realise how good it is to have that edge at the season. We're not going there to sort of say, oh, well, it'd be a great day for Sheffield United. We're thinking about what type of day it could be for us.
You're off to Portugal, as you say. What are you looking to get out of this trip?
A few games of golf, with a meal or two, a couple of pints here and there, and enjoy
Sounds
it.
Sounds good.
It's what, you know, we laid it out to the directors last year. It's a pre-season camp. The lads will train every day, but it will be light. It's more to get the group together and set the targets out for the season. You know, and I can't compliment them lads, and I won't go into it much again, on last year. You know, they come through it and they stood up and be counted every single time they were asked. After every defeat at Morecambe, we went to Mansfield on a Tuesday night and won 1-0. And them lads have continually stood and been counted for me. And, you know, the next few days is about them regrouping, you know, setting the targets out for them and what we think we can achieve, and then how hard we're going to work to get there. And that's the important thing. And I think when you can do that in a relaxed environment, it's a good thing. Obviously, it was always with the intention to have a signing or two more than we've got. You know, because obviously to integrate lads into a group over a couple of beers and a game of golf is better than running around lakes and up hills. They seem to chat a bit more. So we'll go and do that for the next few days. We'll come back, they'll have Tuesday off, and then we go into a tough 6-week period of tough training.